All right, now, happy Tuesday. I'm Deidre Jordan. Hope you guys are great. I got it as far as, like, you know, the racist said, I just got a problem with them as racist. Damn. All right, now, to B&Co. All right, now, without solicitation, B&Co, niggers, black bitches, gorillas, let me see, ran my blood for AIDS and DNA for over a year, more than once. Let me see, what else? Call me niggers, black bitches, gorillas, monkeys, and dumb. Got me kicked out my house while trying to steal from me. Call the Klan saying, get rid of the nigger, hang the nigger to frame me. Stupid ass racist folks buying all that fraud while they killed line walls that don't exist and they lied to the entire world. And just being racist shitholes like Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden that just mass murdered Israeli people. That would say Mitch murdered Israeli people. Let me watch that. But Mitch McConnell did. No, he sat there and he did. No, he sat there and watched. Oh, and I'm part Jewish. I told you guys all about myself. That would be dealing with my grandma. All right, now I explained about the branches in the tree, the branches in the out and the fruit. Does that make sense right now? That's the letter right now. So even you have jackasses realizing it's not insult anybody's race. Hell, as a part Jewish person myself, I'm not going to put a name to this one. But you have buttholes realizing how white supremacist America is. They lie and hide who they are stupidly, trying to fit. Some folks hate themselves. They're a clown's joke. Okay. You deal with all sorts of stuff in America where people try to lie that you can't get your own money, then they lie out walls, and then these racists have been, still to this day, their newborn babies and the Freemasons that have been smuggled there by their affluent fathers. Do you understand that? All right, now all of them being white, I give you examples of that. Now those examples bear it out, right? I didn't lie right now. Just that. All right, now I don't worship Satan, I worship Jesus. Jesus the Lord gave me the money, and they told these dick blowers, nobody has to be a part of a group to go to the bank. Like China said, all right, now America can kiss his ass. They're not going to turn out $30 quadrillion, basically. All right, now I'm going to China. All right, now there's no walls or halls. All right, now when I go to China, these delusional-ass clown racists will see there are no halls and halls. They can say they mad dumbasses behind their walls. Okay, I dealt with people calling me niggers for no reason out the blue. I dealt with people lynch me out the blue. I dealt with people get me kicked outside while trying to steal from me out the blue. I think these little clown-ass racists put, you know, the step. He said, everybody ain't like Biden and Mitch McConnell. If you're not, you know, please don't be offended, but I'm not going to bite my tongue here and say what I mean. Like that shithole talk about, you know, more exposure than Snoop Dogg, where these racists are like, tell this dumb racist to dump. I mean, even though he is such a fool, he lying about who he is Jewish, and he lying about who he is trying to be a white supremacist. You know, I don't know how his first day back at work after people found out his real lineage is concerned about who and what he is and how that went for him, right? He has deeper problems than hating me because he stupidly bought a bunch of fraud. He has deeper problems with hiding who he is and having an identity crisis. He's fighting in his own skin that he'll never be able to change, and it's a shame. But anyway, all right, now that's the Lord, all right, now it is really something to behold with these folks. All right, now after saying I couldn't get none of my own money, these assholes bought fraud and expected me to do their fraud thing like they stupidly threatened to frame me. Why they tried to steal from me? Why they said I can't get their own, any of my why they said I can't get any of my own money, or they lied they can't get any of my own money to the fact they lynched me and tried to do all manner of evil against me because they never could steal from me to begin with. All right, now while trying to frame me and allow me while buying frauds and I can't get none of my own money while trying to enrich themselves and they dumbass families, but I got the problem. These races have lost their fucking minds. Okay, if you hold that fraud, or even if you pretend to be something that you're not, ashamed of yourself, what jackass are saying to themselves, Lord have mercy, God have mercy, why? But okay, all right, and even if you pretend to be something that you're not, being ashamed of yourself and hiding your lineage and your heritage, trying to fit into white supremacist America, you do yourself a disservice. What a shame and what a clown joke. All right, no, that's for the Lord. It's like this, okay? If you buy fraud, you're on the hook for it. Like I told that fool last night, God help me, you know, is like we're mentioning that fool's name again. All right, now I'm like, okay, dump out anything on the table about me and his old nasty stuff. Ain't dumped out nothing yet. He ain't said nothing yet. You're going to lose your money. You better sell that fraud. What's up? That's why the racist called the Klan said frame the nigger, because I'm not a criminal, right? Okay, it's like this. As far as you know, the United States is concerned, I help the United States. So right now, you know, try to take your delusional, mad, green, jealous, racist asses out there, and people like T.D. Jakes to be overwhelmingly being called niggers, black bitches, and gorillas for technology the Lord Jesus gave to me, right? Does that make sense right now? Being called all manner of things, having my blood stolen while they ran it for AIDS again, and all sorts of tests and everything else, and they ran it for DNA saying I'm a nigger and I could not be royal. We can keep going. Without provocation, like Biden starting to murder, like Nazi Klan killer Biden, right now his killer crackhead son, start to murder Jewish people out of the blue one day, and in fact, they Nazis, Biden being celebrating the Ku Klux Klan circles all across the country because America's that fucked up in white supremacists where they will brag about this clown murdering people and a Nazi infiltrate the ranks of the president because America's so fucked up in white supremacists. Do you understand that, right? Okay. But, you know, somehow I got the problem with these racists. Say I can't get none of my own money. What they kept lying, they even lied to other nations. They lied to William, their walls and halls, but you have affluent, white men that have smuggled their daughters in. All them dudes are not racist, though, but they have been using the affluent, though. Some of them are. They're affluent, though. Some of them are. What that shithole, shithead, Prisker say? When Biden got caught calling me nigger so many times before, Biden had already murdered people in Israel. He and his Nazi crackhead son, does that make sense? No Nazi killer, Klan Biden. They already murdered people in Israel. Right now, that's for the Lord. Right now, before he got caught calling me a nigger. Do you get that? When he first started lynching me last year, calling me niggers and black bitches, we got the nigger kicked outside, okay, to get all his phone calls. But when Biden first started doing that last year, he had not bombed Israel yet and murdered people. But he was already lynching me, trying to kill me. Biden's trying to kill me. You don't keep drawing up somebody's money over and over and over again, trying to put them on the streets in a state of destitution, every piece of fake-ass family. Nobody helped me. They all talk shit about me. I slept in the back of a car twice. Why some dumbass racist kept drying up my work? Even without being hotel rooms that have internet support so you can work, this jackass would be pulling everybody off the phone. I had no money left, right? I cried in those hotels right now, one or two of them. I right now, outside in the rain, when I sold my car, I was going to go to Mexico. I had it with this stupid-ass Nazi racist clan lynching me and drying up my work. I had it with it. I right now, like I can go to Mexico and sell hot dogs and tacos and do better than this little stupid-ass racist lynching me. You had these old nasty-ass racists knowing what was going on, calling me niggers, bragging that they got me kicked outside. McCartney, Prisker, McConnell, they knew that. I mean, they Biden bread and say we got the nigger. Okay, they knew, right? Go through. I mean, okay, hell, confirm it. It's not something they're saying. Go through the phone calls. Okay, then Biden proceeded. After he lynched me for 317 days last year in October, the same month he started murdering Jewish people, calling them names too, beheading children. Men sodomizing other men is a rampant homosexual problem in Hezbollah. That one. Right? You guys can fact check me on that, all right? And then, sexual assaulting women, bombing people's houses, taking people's captives, okay? You had Nazis in the United States bragging about calling me niggers, trying to steal from me. You know, saying this nigger will be able to never make anything and this nigger never have any money, trying to cripple me. If you don't have money, you're crippled in the United States, okay? I don't have to explain. Okay, you saw the extensions. So the racist understood about drying up my money. He did his straight Jim Crow tactics, right? What is that old saying back in the day from the 1930s and 20s? Okay, a black man can have a car, but nobody's going to sell his ass gas. Do you understand that? How they start trying to go directly after my money, these are nasty-ass racist folks. They start drying everything up. Biden saw the extensions. Okay, he's a Nazi. He kept drying up my money, calling me niggers. Biden saw the extensions to my landlord. Okay, Biden kept calling me niggers, drying up my money. Biden saw me go before a judge and say, these folks are not letting me work. And I literally said, these folks are not letting me work. If you don't believe that, there's a phone call around February the 15th. I write now somewhere there. I'm not sure, but it's in February. I'm like, I literally say, these folks are not letting me work. And it was blow Biden the Nazi, you know, drying up my work and calling me niggers and listening to every phone call I was trying to frame me. So you heard me say, I understood that they were trying to sabotage me and get me kicked out of my house and they would not let me work. I changed jobs three times to avoid it. I went before a judge trying to argue it. I got videos 3 days before I had to leave the house over there. I right now, that's for the Lord, what they call me niggers and still drying up my work. I mean, but I got the problem because I told they dumbasses they're going to go bankrupt. They deserve to go bankrupt, and they are going bankrupt. I told them dumbass racists put out everything they have on the table about me because I'm not a criminal. That old dumbass clown trying to pretend to be something that he's not to fit in, that's not an insult to his race. It's an insult to him being stupid, trying to hide who he is. That Steve Weiss clown, he is a clown. You did ask him if he's Jewish, right? This asshole is hiding who he is to fit in with people. What a buffoon. He got deeper issues. All right, now being Jewish is beautiful. Does that make sense? My grandma Jewish, right? My daddy, all right, no part Jewish. All right, now see my blood. Does that make sense? You would be ashamed of who you are and hide who you are to fit in with a white supremacist agenda. What a buffoon. What a fool, right? Do you realize the promises the Lord has to deal with Israeli people? Okay, just like the rest of people. All right, now if you bought that fraud, you're on the hook for it. All right, now as a courtesy, sell it. Nobody's coming to your rescue. Sell it. They got me kicked outside saying they got the nigger doing torture war crimes against me for 317 days. Nobody came to my rescue, right? I had fake family calling me all sorts of stuff. I slept outside twice. I'm calling people. Nobody would pick up. Nobody wanted to help me. You know how low and horrible that feels. Why some racist saying I got the nigger I'm going to break this nigger. Do you understand what I'm saying? They do have Biden's phone calls where he is literally verbatim saying, I'm breaking this nigger. And we got this nigger. They do have his phone calls verbatim saying this, right? Those are his words, right? So getting me kicked outside and drowned at my work over and over again, even when I don't have a place to stay and working in hotels. These racists raided my hotels. They tried to steal my property. They tried to steal my technology the Lord Jesus gave to me. They tried to steal from me while getting me kicked outside, saying they got the nigger, they breaking the nigger. Okay, but everybody got a problem because the racists are suffering behind their stupidity while they kept lying. Their walls and halls and getting me kicked in my house, buying all that fart like you owe they dumbasses something as if they can lie on you and frame you. Now they look stupid. They can't steal from me by the blood and the grace and the goodness and the mercy of Christ Jesus. Now they're going to lose everything, and their grandchildren down to their children are going to lose everything and their inheritance because these jackasses have put everything down. But I got the problem, and they treated me like that for over a year, and they continue to try to lie halls and walls. These fake-ass preachers, too. You're going to burn your sorry asses in hell for worshiping Satan and having sex with men. Even worshiping Satan, if you're not having sex with me, you're going to burn your asses in hell. You know that goat demon that's in the Freemasons. You know that's not Jesus, but you still are in there trying to fit in. You're going to burn your asses in hell. You can say, Lord, Lord, all you want to. You can get up in front of people thanking you, preaching, worshiping a goat demon. The Lord says you have no other gods but Jesus. You want to say Jesus when it's time to pass around a collection plate, but you're so full of Satan and dead man's bones. You look like the devil didn't get in the pulpit and lie to your parishioners, or you lie to your members. Oh, Sunday, knowing you ain't about that. It ain't no way you worshiping no goat demon, not calling that thing's name, sacrificing your sons to pretend they're daughters, putting them in bed with other men to be penetrated. You think you're going to heaven, you're going to burn your asses in hell. Why are you trying to steal even from me? You fools have lost your minds. You better get out of it. You better get Freemasons. You better repent. That demon that's in there, that's not Jesus. You have sold your souls for a couple years of money. You're going to burn your asses in hell if you die in it. To these old fake so-called preachers. Putting your sons into bed with men to be penetrating. You want to lie what you didn't know. Yes, you do know. The Lord says, if a man loves another man, it's a man lay with another man as he do with a woman. That means have sex with another man, lay with another man. It is an abomination to the Lord. You're supposed to be preaching the gospel, not leading people to hell with you. Their blood be on your hands, your blood be on your hands. You're going to burn your asses in hell. I hope that you guys will agree. Okay, so I dealt with fake preachers lied to every nation in the world about halls that don't exist, and then they got exposed. I right now dash over 5,000 white women into Freemasons, and right now you have to be affluent to use that back door. All them do is not racist, though, but they have been using that back door. Does that make sense? And right now, dash to the Lord. And right now, they have not been trying to remedy the problem either, though. There was never any walls or halls, just shitholes like Nazi Joe and Nazi Mitch, and trying to keep people down. And keep people at a certain level in line walls to stifle people and to hinder people. That's what you've been looking at, right? Like Biden one day woke his racist clown ass up to start murdering Jewish people. And he called Iran that one time. He called Iran different times. When he felt like they were moving too slow, he called them again to murder Israeli people with his own two hands. Do you understand that? Right? So when racists get to crying, I just don't like them and all this other stuff. I mean, you wouldn't like their ass to see it. Everybody's not racist, that's white. Oh, God, no. Right? Look at T.D. Jakes, he's a total shithole. And these other fake preachers, that will not even call their names right now to give them no spotlight. Does that make sense right now? God shines a light on how power to do that. I'm not even trying to mention their butts. But these buttholes trying to say they know Jesus. The Lord says don't covet. They try to steal from me. The Lord says don't, jealousy is a sin. They try to steal from me. The Lord said, don't lie your neighbor. They wanted me framed and hanged and everything else so they could steal too. What jokes they are. What T.D. Jakes say? He will rob me, kill me, and rape me. I right now dash to the Lord and talk about if I didn't do stuff with him, he would steal all my money before Prince William stood up. And the Lord used William to do that back in 2022. Before when William's grandma first died, he stood up and T.D. Jakes stopped it. You ever heard a peep out of him since? But every other day, T.D. Jakes was threatening to rape me or he would steal all my money. Your rape group. Your Freemasons rape group. Where you have these hybrids that are boys saying they're in college. Saying they got raped 5 or 6 times by a bunch of faggot-ass grown men that they can't tell no to because they're superior over them, so they got rampant rape in these groups. You fools have lost your mind, right? Well, you have hybrids that are actually boys but still being forced to have sex with these higher-ups that are penetrating them against their will. Goddamn Satan-filled demons. Nobody's trying to be a part of that Satan-worshiping shit. I'm going to the bank. You assholes still trying to steal from me. I ain't doing no sin or no wrong to you, right? None. Right? No sin, no wrong, no nothing, right? Like I said, I right now, that's to any delusional ass racist in the United States, okay? I just broke down. I don't have a problem with anybody but how I was treated. While these assholes still try to pretend walls and halls that clearly don't exist. They just got caught in they sham shit. These racists are so delusional. They still trying to lie to the whole world. They just got caught murdering Israelis. They just got caught lying up walls and halls that don't exist because they're racist. They murdered Israelis because they're racist. They kept lying because they're racist. I mean, what's up? They got caught saying nigger so many times at the international level. You mean his crackhead son, his Nazi brother, his Nazi crackhead son, or Nazi blow Joe Biden. Got caught saying nigger so many times because they're racist. Said I broke the nigger and got the nigger kicked outside because he's racist. I never let niggers have money like this. He said that because he's racist. Money that don't have anything to do with his dumb old racist ass. Or his dumb ass crackhead son, his stupid ass grandchildren, right? They would be going to get jobs now. Biden will go down in history worse than Nixon. They're just saying they're not going to keep Biden's shit a secret. They have told Biden to resign and to step down. They didn't tell Biden to just leave the White House. Biden is lying. They told Biden to resign. Do you understand that? You got people that know Biden. Have they confirmed that to you? Because I'm sure they have by now. They told Biden to resign. Step down. You're no longer president. They told him that, right? You got these old racists trying to steal a supply chain that has no connections to America. It's global. But you have these racists and their delusion thinking they own everything. You don't own shit. To the fact that your bankruptcy show you that you don't own shit. Your debts are showing you that you don't own shit. I mean, look at Boeing and Intel and all these other companies laying off people because you don't own anything. You don't own the global supply chain. It's not yours. It don't belong to you. It's not yours, right? I didn't make you buy all that fraud. Remember, you were lynching me, calling me niggers, saying you'll frame me and get rid of me, calling me niggers and black bitches and gorillas and monkeys and trash, right? I didn't make you buy all that fraud. You assholes bought that fraud. You're on the hook for it. Boeing on the hook for it. They're going bankrupt. Nobody stepped in to help them. I'm not helping them. Only God can fix the economy. Like the Bible says, only God can... Yes, Lord. The Bible says promotion doesn't come from the east or the west, nor from the south. For God is the judge. He sits down when he puts up another. You had these racists trying to drop my work, trying to stall me working, trying to block me working. Okay, what has happened with them trying to steal? They got caught murdering Israelis. They got told nobody's helping them steal. You got a racist Nazi president that got told he got to step down. Nobody's getting America money so they can murder more citizens of other countries and start more wars. You did get told that, right? When these racists like Musty and all them still talk about I disrespected that fool and they told him to sit his delusional mad green stuff down, I did not start it. Right now, they told him basically he is my intern and to shit down and he's not richer than me. Does that make sense? You're waiting around for me to work for you and I'm not working shit for you clowns. Take your wells and your house over into China. They told you can kiss their ass because they don't exist. You can kiss mine too. See, that's why I'm going to China. Because I'm not going to deal with you, Jack. I'm not going to deal with you delusional assholes, right? Keep pretending, though. Tell China about your walls and your halls. They've been laughing your asses to scorn. The other parts of the world have, too. Right? I hope that you guys will be great. So, you know, I say, okay, I brought this down into layman's terms without provocation, all that happened to me. Even this Klan Nazi racist blow Biden bigot and his Nazi crackhead son, killer son, murderer Joe Biden right now and his old Nazi Klan brother. You know, when they start calling the Klan this year, saying frame and get rid of this nigger, and Mitch McConnell calling the Klan this year, he was knees deep on it, right? Right now saying get rid of this nigger, I just want this nigger hanged. Does that make sense? Right now, okay, so clearly, okay, even this year for last year after being lynched and lied on, but they tried to frame me and steal my money from me and calling me all sorts of niggers and black bitches trying to go the extra mile to make me look incompetent as if I was not just working. And I actually got extensions to show that I'm in my right mind, and I filmed where they would not put anybody on the phone that complained about it, right? I even put in prayer calls about not working. I would work 12 hours overnight, 12 hours during the day. And nobody would ever be on the phone. I mean, what's up, right? But somehow I got the problem because you got racists that, you know, counted on they could steal and they can't. By the grace of God, I'm not giving you any money. But you left with all that dead net fraud to the fact that Boeing is going bankrupt. Intel is going bankrupt. Warren Buffett, damn near, you know, he could have went bankrupt, but he started selling that fraud because he got some sense. Right now, he was stupid as fuck. He had to buy 789 million shares because he put his heart and his soul into racists being able to steal from him, for him, right? He didn't think that racists could steal from him, right? Steal from me for him, right? So I don't matter, so he bought seven. So to Warren Buffett's mind, and as fucked up as white supremacy in America is, so I don't matter to him, right? He started like I'm nobody, so he started buying 789 million shares of fraud. While these racists promised to strip me for strip everything from me, they kept lying walls that don't exist to try to master racism. Okay, these racists also said stuff about school, but I already went to school, got more than Zuckerberg. They already told their dumbasses that my education is adequate, whereas I got more university than Bill Gates and Zuckerberg. You guys can fact check me. That's factual. I went to university longer than them. Troy, you know, that's for the Lord, but university, right? All right, no, that's for the Lord right now, although Troy wouldn't be my first choice, but I did go to Troy. Okay, so, okay, school, right? Okay, as far as like this is concerned, I write no dust for the Lord. I write no day. Did it till Harvard divide my work, right? These racists, right? Where they're trying to steal from me and strip from me and trying to make up hells and wells to try to, like, you know, hinder me and block me and steal my blessing, right? And the Lord Jesus didn't go for it. And the Lord Jesus didn't allow it. And the Lord Jesus, you know, showed they nasty asses. God is not a God of partiality. God made all the racists, right? People are partial, not Jesus. God is on the side of righteousness. God that said, don't covet. God is on the side of righteousness. He didn't let you steal from me. God said in Proverbs 31, let, you know, charm is deceptive, the beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord will be praised. I fear and I love the Lord. I write, and the Lord says, give her the work of her hands, which the Lord gave me all my money, and let her own works praise her at the gates. When must he stood up and say he the richest person, they laughed and scorned and told him to sit down. I didn't make him say to internationally that he's the richest person. I'm not behind the scenes here. Didn't that group? They left his ass to scorn. He got dragged in front of every king and queen. They told him to sit down. Even when Crackhead Hunter put Trump and Biden and all of them got on the phone to call Russia together and saying, steal from me. Biden, you know, what Biden said, we can't let this black girl and these black folks have this money. He didn't quite say nigger to Russia. Does that make sense right now? And then what did Crackhead Hunter say? Put Elon Musk on the phone so that, you know, they can be wooed and wild and blow their minds and be so impressed. And they laughed in the scorn and said, he's not even comparison to anything I got going on. And they told him no. They did tell him no. Tell them no, right? Told him no. Tell them no, right? That's behind my back, right? But I got the problem. Huh? What? Right? Okay. All right, now that's the Lord. All right, now it's like this. I'm not giving America money. No. You can have back your worthless American citizenship. Still think I got the problem? I just broke down in layman's term of the racism that I've dealt with. And what, you know, I mean, what's up, right? There are no rules because, you know, these racists don't go by rules because they don't exist. So in fact, they kept loading their daughters into Freemasons, right? You're not trying to be a Freemason. May Jesus strike me dead from line. Not trying to be a Freemason. Oh, no. I'll go into the bank. These old clown-ass racists stood up like you owe their ass or something. To the fact, their companies are going bankrupt because I don't owe them. Their companies are going bankrupt because they don't own a global supply chain. How can you claim you own a global supply chain? It's global, right? How can you claim that? That's insane. You're going bankrupt because you don't own the supply chain. It's not time. Okay, let me put this into layman's terms. The reason why America's going bankrupt, Boeing's going bankrupt, Intel is going bankrupt. McDonald's is having problems with money. Can you imagine McDonald's, the fast food chain, is having problems with money? Does that make sense right now? Where they have to keep a $5 meal because people don't have any money because these folks are laying people off because they're about so much fraud. And a normal person is being penalized for it, and that is a shame, but I just want no hand in the American economy. We talked about helping regular people directly. $80,000, all right? $80,000 is a lot, all right? Now, the Lord has blessed me with $7 trillion. In Jesus' name, the Lord wants to be good. Let's up that, all right? Now, that's for the Lord. Let's make that $100,000 to every American citizen. All right, now, as far as reparations are concerned, let's make that $500,000 because it's $7 trillion now. I have $54 trillion. Let's make that $500,000. It's $500,000. It won't be changed again. All right, now, the Lord said do that for people, for reparations. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, let's make it $100,000. Well, let's make it more proportionate, even though this country got a problem. Does that make sense? All right, now, but I think that's fair. All right, now, let's make that $100,000 for every American citizen. Does that make sense? All right, now, every American citizen will get $100,000 apiece. Right? You know, whether you be black, white, Hispanic, whoever you are. All right, now, if you're descendants of slaves, you just have to simply show one grandparent has been here since 1865. You can get that money. You just need one grandparent, one descendant of yours to show. That's it. We're not going to make this complicated, right? That's pretty much it, right? We'll be checking everything, so you can't forge anything, okay? So every American descendants of slaves get $500,000 apiece. The Lord will bless me with $54 trillion. I'm not giving it to the United States. Every American citizen that's not a descendant of slaves gets $100,000 apiece, right? That's the best I can do with it. All right, now, as far as America losing this workforce and people being laid off, does that make sense right now? That's the Lord right now. And that's fair, right? Don't tell me that they're not, you know, racist norms in this country and white supremacy, so don't complain about what descendants of slaves get versus what the rest of American citizens get. Nobody gave me shit. Do you understand that? The Lord gave me the software. I had $0. I had nothing. The Lord started pouring out the software from heaven, the extraction ripple. The Lord gave it to me. You know, that's what he gave me the idea for. You go behind the scenes and see it being developed. You guys go behind the scenes of it being put together, right? I didn't just follow my lap. It took thousands of hours, right? All right, now, that's the Lord. Right now, it took about 14 or 15 months. That's the Jesus on this truth. You guys got the streaming to verify what I'm saying. Go back through it, right? Okay. All right, now, so that's the best I can do in America. But as far as, like, America, you know, helping people directly, giving normal people a check. This is not some damn slave cutting feel. I mean, hell, look at poor people. How they trying to rule over them, too, right? What bureaucrats in Washington say is a nice word for it. Give them $10,000 apiece. That's what they said, as if it's their money, right? As if I'm stupid enough to put a fine in the United States so they can steal from me. I'm not doing that. I write any checks to people in Jesus' name. It'd be directly, and it'd be from Great Britain. I'm going to go found a country. Hell, does that make sense right now? I mean, hey, it won't be a fine governed by the United States. So you can steal from normal people. It's just been enough of that. There's some people at the bottom that just desperately need an opportunity. I know how it feels, how racists try to step all over me. Call me niggers. Say I didn't matter. Try to lie whilst to strip away the rights in America that they already say you don't have because you're a woman. Even though there are no whilst, in fact, they keep putting their daughters into it, they just have a problem with black people. Right? I hope you guys will agree. So this is to the stupid that keep being racist, saying their whilst and howls. Okay, take your delusional mad at green asses across that world and tell China about their whilst. They go laugh your ass to scorn like I'm laughing to scorn. That's why I'm going to China. Because they ain't trying to hear your asses. I'm not trying to hear your asses. China's definitely going to turn out $30 trillion. They want to see you so afraid of China. You assholes just mass murdered Jewish people and you kept bombing them two other times. And there's several races like Mitch McConnell and all of them that knew about it. What's up? But you're afraid of China? Are you kidding me? Don't worry, no, that's what's going to get Israel $2 quadrillion. Quadrillion is the one right after trillion. That's more than the United States has made in its lifetime. The United States is stuck at $789 trillion on paper. You take that off of paper, about $500 trillion in its lifetime. America's worth $300 trillion. It's all the buildings and businesses and Hollywood and everything that's in it. $145 trillion that being debt. I mean, come on, stop. Right? So I'm not brick and bear with America, too racist, right? No. All right, now that's for the like, take your delusional mad green asses across that world and start saying walls and house. They left your ass to score like I am. I have no dealings with America. I want nothing to do with America. I'm not rich in America. You racists better sell that fucking fraud. You assholes like TDJX, you better sell that fucking fraud. You better sell it now. Because if you don't, I am warning you, you're going to go bankrupt. Boeing is going bankrupt. You're going to go bankrupt. Intel is going bankrupt. You're going to go bankrupt. McDonald's is running out of money. You're going to go bankrupt. Who else is laying down people, right? Keep being stupid holding that fraud. Nobody tell your asses to bow that fraud. Right? Why you were calling me niggers, black bitches, and gorillas, lying up walls that didn't exist trying to justify your cruelty against me while trying to steal from me. You were buying fraud as if I owed your asses something, threatening to try to lie on me and frame me so you can enrich your dumbass racist families and you while saying I couldn't get none of my own money while you kept trying to enrich your own dumbass selves. You fools have lost your fucking minds, okay? You're going bankrupt because it's not your supply chain, it's global. You don't belong to America. And the bankruptcy in America will not the delusion, not the racist in America that this supply chain don't belong to America is global, right? Isn't that fair? It's global supply chain. It's not yours. Don't belong to you. You're going bankrupt because you have no access to it. You're going bankrupt because you can't tap into it, right? Okay, this is a fair warning. Sell that fraud. If you don't, you're going to go bankrupt. You don't have enough oil and jewels and money in your Federal Reserve to pay me shit out of the United States. You know that. I'm not helping you. Sell your fraud. Bible says that God gives the power to get wealth. I don't have power like that anyway. That power to get wealth is in Jesus. The Lord gave me Ripple. He gave me the extraction. It is a blessing in Jesus' name that the Lord want to give normal people money. The reparations, $500,000 to normal people, $100,000 apiece. You don't know who else got an ideal. And the Lord will bless them with great wealth and money. They got ideals too. You just have a racist thing and a thing with poor people, right? All right, no, that's for Lord. So that's to any dumbass that's saying, I just hate, you know, white people and all this sort of stuff. It's not like every white person is not racist. Some people were actually against that shit. All right, no, that's for Lord. And spoke said, no, this is not right. And you had people like Joe Biden calling me niggers. All right, no, being a Nazi. All right, no, trying to kill me over and over again by putting me on the streets. Okay, if you're trying to put somebody up on a bridge, all right, no, you just mass murdered Israeli people at a concert. What were you trying to do to me? You kept drawing up my money over and over again for 10 months. What's up, right? Biden was trying to kill me, right? Or trying to steal from me, right? While trying to frame me, right? While doing torture against me, right? While calling me black bitches, right? About my own money and my own property, my own extraction, my own Ripple technology, right? What a joke. All right, no, thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. Okay, nobody's helping the racists in America, people like T.D. Jakes. You see Boeing and all that going bankrupt. You better sell that fraud. A global supply chain does not belong to the United States. If you don't believe it, ask your businesses that are going bankrupt. I hope you guys will. Thank you guys so much.